Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, and this is the 12th hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation out of the 12th hour in Libertyville, Texas. Today is March 18, 2017, our ZDR 20, 2020. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day, the song entitled Whiter Than Snow. Just for long to be perfectly whole, I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua, look down from that throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua, for this I must humbly entreat. I wait blessed Yahshua, the crucified feet. My faith for my cleansing, I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua, thou seest not patiently wait. Come now and within the new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Part 14, Idolatry. We're going to, we're on page 69 of our booklet. Our booklet that's entitled For the Worship of the Idol. Okay, we're on, like I said, page 69 of this book. Actually, we have altogether about 90 pages, so we got quite a ways to go. Let's do a prayer thought taken from 1 Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of Yahweh and brought in the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of Yahweh. And it came to pass while the ark abode in the Kirjath Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of the Israel lamented after Yahweh. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto Yahweh with all your hearts, and put away the strange gods, and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistine. And the children of Israel did put away Balaam, and Ashtaroth and serve the Yahweh only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Yahweh. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Yahweh, and fasted on that day, and said, there, we have sinned against Yahweh, and Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. But today, the Philistines are the Muslims, or your Palestinians today. And the people of the, all nations are afraid of them. So, again, we need a prophet like Samuel that is pure and undefiled and that has the Ark of the Covenant in their midst. That's the law of the sanctuary, complete law of the sanctuary of all the holy days, feast days, and so forth. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto Yahweh or Elohim for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistine. Now here, these children of Israel, they only got one man that they can call on, because they don't have enough faith themselves to pray to Yahweh straight out and organize as a group. They have to have a prophet that is filled with the Holy Spirit, that has influence with Yahweh. And they come to depend upon that. And Samuel took his sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, and holy unto Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines. Now, when do you think that Samuel was offering this offering? What time of the day do you think he was offering that sacrifice? Is that the sacred hour of the day? Is either the third hour in the morning or is the ninth hour in the afternoon? And this confitted them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath Yahweh helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored unto Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel and all of those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Yahweh. Chapter 8, Samuel. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now here is a righteous prophet, and he has two unrighteous sons, but yet he makes them judges over Israel. This is a strange paradox, folks. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. And all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, And they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people, and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the children unto the people. They asked of him a king, and he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to keep, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. Now I want to make a point here. The only reason why a king can have power over a nation of people and rule over them, if he fulfills one promise, that is to protect them from their enemy, then the people are willing to lend their power to that king and let him have dominion over them. As long as the king is willing to protect them with an army of people. Well, Saul didn't uphold his end of the deal to protect the people. But he sure wanted to rule over them and do all these things that I'm reading to you about. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. Isn't that what our federal government that rules over us here in the United States does? It takes it away from the hard-working common people, and it gives it to their servants and their special interests. Verse 16, 1 Samuel chapter 8. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servant, and you shall call out in that day because of your king which you shall have chosen you, and the Yahweh will not hear you in that day. So once that king oppresses you and turns out to be your enemy, your dictator, and enslaves you and take away all your freedoms, well, what's the difference in that government that King Saul ended up reigning over Israel and the people? What's the difference in that one and the government we have today here in the United States and in all nations of the world today? What's the difference? There's no difference. Verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 8. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. Oh, I just read to you there in 1 Samuel chapter 7, where Yahweh gladly fought their battles for them. Samuel did the intercession for the people, and Yahweh honored his petition, and Yahweh fought and defeated the enemy himself. But here in 1 Samuel 8, chapter 21, and Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go every man into his city. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bethshomarath, the son of Afia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And the ashes of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee and arise, go seek the ashes. And he passed through Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalal-Eshah, but they found them not. And they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of Benjamin, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zup, Saul said unto his servant that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessel, and there is not a present to bring unto the man of Yahweh. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of the silver. That will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul unto his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went in unto the city where the man of Yahweh was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water. Said unto them, is a seer here? They answered them and said, he is, behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as you be come into the city, you shall straightway find them. Before he go up to the high place to eat, for the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterward they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time ye shall find him. And they went up into the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before, Saul came saying, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin. Thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people, Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people, because their cries come unto me. And when Samuel saw Saul, Yahweh said unto him, behold, the man whom I speak to thee of, the same shall reign over my people. And Saul drew near unto Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, sit not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of the Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then spakest thou so to me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, sit it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder, and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, behold, that which is left, set it before thee, and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee, since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And he arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, and he and Samuel abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, did the servant pass on before us? And he passed on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the worthy of it. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial of the oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because Yahweh hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin as Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to Yahweh unto Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee, and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of Yahweh, where is the garrison of the Philistine. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither unto the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a palfrey and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. I hear Yahweh turned Saul from a carnal individual, fleshly carnal individual, to a spiritual anointed king of Israel. So, Saul being a firstborn type of person, he was given the first opportunity to be the first king over Israel. Let's continue, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do an occasion, as occasion, serve thee, for Yahweh is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of the Yahweh came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before this time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, "What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" And one of the same place answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place, and Saul's uncle said unto him and unto his servant, "Whither went ye?" And he said, "To seek the asses." And when he saw that they were nowhere, he came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, "Tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you." And Saul said unto his uncle, "He told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not." And Samuel called the people together unto the Yahweh to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, "Thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I brought up Israel out of the Egypt, and delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptian, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And you have this day rejected your Elohim, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulation. And you have said unto him, 'Nay, but sit a king over us.' Now therefore present yourselves before the Yahweh by your tribe and by your thousand." And when Samuel had called all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had called the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Yahweh further, if the man should yet come thither, and the Yahweh answered, "Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff." And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said unto all the people, "See ye him whom the Yahweh has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people." And all the people shouted and said, "Yahweh save the king." Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Yahweh. And Samuel went all sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts Yahweh had touched. But the children of Belial, children of the devil, said, "How shall this man save us?" And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Now I want to read this last verse of the 10th chapter of 1 Samuel again. Verse 27 says, "But the children of Belial said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace." So they said, "Well, how can this king Saul save us?" And so they didn't bring him any presents, and they didn't recognize him as their king. But, and they witnessed Samuel anointing him, and they witnessed the Spirit of Yahweh come upon King Saul, and he joined the prophets in prophesying. They witnessed all of that, but they still wouldn't believe. In other words, they didn't want nobody ruling over them. They don't care who it was. Samuel, they didn't want Yahweh ruling over them. That's what Yahweh told Samuel. He said, "The people haven't rejected you, they rejected me to rule over them." Now, it was all of them. All those that served the devil, Belial, and now here in the KJV on This the law occurs 17 times. And I'm going to read that to you. Deuteronomy 13:13. It says, let's start with verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Yahweh your Elohim proveth you to know whether you love the Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Yahweh the Elohim commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy father, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust thee away from the Yahweh the Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. All Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Yahweh the Elohim hath given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods. Now, these children of Belial are the, in other words, Belial is another name for devil, Satan, Lucifer, which you have not known. Then shalt thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof, with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shalt burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof, every whit, for the Yahweh the Elohim, and it shall be an heap forever. It shall not be built again. And there shall cave naught of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee as he has sworn unto thy fathers. And thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh the Elohim to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh thy Elohim. Now let's go to Judges chapter 20, and let's read that. It's got a lot of verses to it, about 48 altogether. Let's read the start of verse 1. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man from Dan, even unto Beersheba with the land of Gilead, unto the Yahweh in Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of Yahweh, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. 400,000. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were going up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, tell us how was this wickedness? And the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, I came in to give you that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to lodge. And the men of Gibeah rose against me, and beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced, that she is dead. And I took my concubine, and cut her in pieces, and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, you are all children of Israel. Give her your advice and counsel. And all the people arose as one man, saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we be any of us turn into his house. But now this shall be the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up by lot against it, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to fetch victual for the people, that they may do when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according unto all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men throughout the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, the children of the devil. This is how the tribe of Benjamin. The tribe of Benjamin became the doorkeeper for Judah, Yahshua, which are in Gibeah. Now we may put them, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of all of the cities and to Gibeah to go out to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at that time out of the cities 26,000 men that drew sword, beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Everyone could sling stones at a hair's breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel, besides Benjamin, were numbered 400,000 men that drew swords. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of Yahweh, and asked counsel of Yahweh, and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And Yahweh said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah, and the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people and men of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Yahweh until even, and asked counsel of Yahweh, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And Yahweh said, go up against them. The children of Israel came nearer against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went out against them, all of Gibeah, the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel about 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Now this is terrible. There's 40,000 men now has been killed in Israel in 2 days. Judges chapter 20 verse 26. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of Yahweh and wept and sat there before the Yahweh and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offering and peace offering before the Yahweh. Now you see, it didn't say that they had done this, offered peace offerings and fasted. The first time they were up against Benjamin, and the second time they were up against Benjamin, it didn't say that they fasted or offered up peace offering. So there's a difference, you see. When Samuel offered up a peace offering and prayed unto Yahweh, he delivered the children of Israel. Yahweh delivered the children of Israel. But when the prophet offered up an offering, see, there's a difference. So when the children of Israel, on the third time, on the third day, they went and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings for the Yahweh. So now they're needing some, they need to get some results, and because they can't keep going like that. And the children of Israel inquired Yahweh, for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I see? And Yahweh said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. Now you see, after they offered up their peace offerings and fasted for a day, Yahweh then, he interceded for them. Okay. And Israel set lyres and wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other time. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people and kill as other times in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of Yahweh and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city and unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Dothamar, and the lyres and weight of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel. And the battle was sore, but they knew not that the evil was near them. And the Yahweh smote Benjamin for Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave praise to the Benjamites because they trusted unto the lyres and wait which they had set beside Gibeah. And the lyres and wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the lyres and wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. And there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the lyres and wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill the men of Israel, about 30 persons. But they said, surely they are smitten down before it, as in the first battle. And when the flame began to rise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites left behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. And but the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the city they destroyed in the midst of them. This they enclosed the Benjamites round about and chased them and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. They turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon, and they drained of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gittim, and slew 2,000 men of them, so that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon for 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that came unto them. Now I'm going to go read to you Judges chapter 19. And I just got through reading Judges chapter 20, and I want to show you what caused all of this problem for Benjamin. And it says in verse 1, and it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house, to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having a servant with him, and a couple of asses. And he brought him into her father's house, and when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart, and the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterwards go your way. They sat down and did eat and drink both them together, for the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lies there again. And he rose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart, and the damsel's father said, comfort thine heart, I pray thee, and they tarried until afternoon. And they did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine, and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father said unto him, behold now, the day draweth toward evening, I pray you. Tarry all night, behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart may be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. Judges 19:10. But the man would not tarry that night, but he arose up and departed and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem, and there were with him 2 asses saddled. His concubine was also with him. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent, and the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. And the master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger, that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servants, come, and let us draw near to the one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth unto Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he set him down in a street of the city, and there was a certain man that took them into his house to lodge him. There was no man that took them into his house to lodge him. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of that field at even, which is also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of this place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim, from whence am I? And I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Yahweh, and there is no man that receiveth me to his house. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread, and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servant. There is no want of anything. The old man said, peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house and gave provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, these are sons of the devil, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and speak to the master of the house, the old man saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. This is like they did at Sodom and Gomorrah, and with Lot, when Lot took in those messengers from heaven, and the man, the master of the house, went out unto them, and said unto them, nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly. See, if this man is come into my house, do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble you them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man, do not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken unto him, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day, and fell down at the door of the man's house, where her master was, till it was light. And her master rose up in the morning, and opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, up, and let us be gone. But none answered. And the man took her up on an ass, and the man rose up and get him unto his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coast of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it, take advice, and speak your mind. His concubine, she made it to the threshold of the house, but she was dead. She died right there. So her husband took her up and hewed her in 12 pieces and sent her to all the 12 tribes of Israel. Peace to all the 12 tribes of Israel. And Benjamin was one of the 12 tribes. And that's how come, this is in Judges chapter 19, and that's how come there in Judges 20 that Benjamin, his 11 other tribes of Israel came against Benjamin to punish him. And they punished the brother of Benjamin. And so that was in Judges chapter 20. Well, we're getting close to the end of our study. Actually, for this hour, we didn't get into our main study, which I'm going to read you a paragraph of it here on page 69 of our book, For the Worship of the Idols, taken from Patriarchs and Prophets 758 to 760. It says, the different plagues destroyed the idols of the different things that were worshipped in Egypt. The serpent, the Nile River, the fish in the water, the frogs, the lice and insects that contaminate the altar, which could not be used if contaminated. The priests wore only linen garments and shaved their heads and bodies every day to avoid this contamination. While this plague lasted, they could not perform any act of the worship. And so keenly was this felt that the magicians explained, this is the finger of Yahweh. The next plague was the fly, which represented Beelzebub, the fly god. The cattle were destroyed because of the system of the brute worship. The ashes that Moses took a handful of and cast into the air represented the ashes of the human sacrifice thought to prevent evil. It brought boils and blinds on all the land of the Egyptians. The next plague represented the worship of Serapis, who was supposed to protect the country from the locusts and insects. Locusts destroyed the fruits of the field and the verdure of the forest. The eighth and the tenth were directed against the worship of Isis and Osiris. They represented the worship of the sun and moon and were believed to control the light and the elements, for the nations had worshipped Pharaoh as a representative of their god, but many were now convinced that he was opposing himself to one who made all the powers of nature. The Egyptian people were afraid of the Israelite slave. Thick darkness settled like the pall of death over the land for 3 days and nights. Yahweh used nature to proclaim him the true Elohim and his supremacy, and exert his power to degrade the idols, destroy idolatry, and liberate the descendants of Abraham out of bondage. For the Almighty revealed himself as a true Elohim by the miraculous agency, and pursued those measures and the exercise of his power, which were directly adapted to destroy the various forms of the idolatry which existed in Egypt. And finally, the last plague was the smiting of all the firstborn in the land. This is to manifest unto all minds that Yahweh was the Elohim who executed judgment in the earth. Everything destroyed by the plagues represented all the many forms of idolatry which the Egyptians worshipped. Most of the things were the work of the hands of the Israelites for the Egyptians. By the total devastation of the whole land of Egypt, the children of Israel were willing to leave this idolatrous place. There was only one problem with the people. They were leaving idolatry, but they had not put the idolatry out of their heart. This they proved after their arrival on the land when Moses went up on the mount out of their sight. In reality, they had turned Moses into an idol, a god. In their minds, they thought they needed a visible idol to worship. They had been so long in Egypt and had been so exposed so long to the idea of a visible god. A visible idol for the time arrived for the Yahweh to teach them to believe in him as the unseen God and protector, for the evidence of his presence in the cloud of the fire by night and the pillar of the cloud by day. They had only to believe and be blessed, righteousness by the faith. It is only by the removal of the idolatry in the heart which allows for the heart to serve Yahweh. Prophets and Kings, page 147, 1-3. Facing King Ahab and the false prophets, and surrounded by the assembled host of Israel, Elijah stands as the only one who has appeared for the vindicating of the honor of the Yahweh. The whole kingdom has charged with its weight of woe is now before them, apparently defenseless in the presence of the monarch of Israel, the prophets of Baal, the men of war, and the surrounding thousands. But Elijah is not alone. Above and above him are the protecting hosts of the heaven, angels that excel in strength. Unashamed, unterrified, the prophet stands before the multitude, fully aware of his commission to execute the divine command. His countenance was lighted with an awful solemnity. In the anxious expectancy, the people wait for him to speak, looking first upon the broken-down altar of Yahweh, then upon a multitude. Elijah cries out in a clear trumpet-like tone. How long halt you between two opinions? If the Yahweh be Elohim, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. The people answered him not a word. Not one in that vast assembly dare reveal loyalty unto Yahweh. Like a dark cloud, deception and blindness had overspread Israel. Not all at once had this fatal apostasy closed about them, but gradually, as from time to time, they had failed to heed the words of warning and reproof that the Yahweh sent them. Each departure from the right doing, each refusal to repent had deepened their guilt and driven them farther from heaven, and now in this crisis, they persisted in refusing to take their stand for the Yahweh. And if I said this, we're going to close the service now with a song entitled Greenland's Icy Mountains. From Greenland's icy mountain, from India's cold ocean, where Africa's sunny fountain blew down the golden sun, from many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they called us to deliver their land from Pharaoh's chain. But though the spicy breezes blow soft o'er sailing's isle, though every prospect pleases and hope man is far, in vain with lavish kindness the gifts of your heart strong, the heathen in his blindness bows down to wood and stone. Shall we whose souls are lighted with wisdom from on high, shall we two men be united, the lamp of lofty night? Salvation, oh salvation, the joy of some proclaim, till earth's remotest nation has learned Messiah's name. Waft, waft, ye winds, his story, and ye waters roll, till like the sea of glory it spreads from pole to pole, till for our ransomed nature the Lamb for sinners slain. Redeemer, Queen, Creator, in bliss returns to reign.